Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, allmenus.com. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to talk about a fabulous website that you can use if you want to know what is on a restaurant's menu, and you either A, can't access the restaurant's website, or B, don't know if the restaurant has a website, or C, know that the restaurant doesn't have a braille or large print menu. So this is a really cool site. It is called allmenus.com, and that is how you get to it. So I'm going to sort of show you what's on the site. It's a little bit unorganized, at least in my view. It could be better organized, but restaurants can submit their menus to allmenus.com, and they'll put them up on the website, and they'll be in HTML format. Or I think a lot of times they're also printable, and you can view them on the website. So this is great if you want to look up what a restaurant has before you even get there and make some decisions about maybe what you want to order. Let's go into Internet Explorer and look at this site. I find that this particular website behaves better with Internet Explorer than it does with Firefox. It's just a personal preference, but it's viewable in each of these browsers.
Running application. Google Windows Internet.
It is a little bit more searchable in Internet Explorer. Land. The search fields behave a little better. So let's open allmenus.com. It is one word.
Open dialog.
allmenus.com.
Google. Restaurant menus. Pizza, Chinese food, sushi menu, guide order food online, 35%, 100% restaurant.
There we go. And the title, as you heard.
Restaurant menus. Pizza, Chinese food, sushi menu, guide order food online, Windows Internet Explorer.
It will give you... You can search by city or state. It has links to each state, and it also has some links to some top cities. And you can either search when you get there to restaurants that you can order from and get delivery, or restaurants you can actually go to and sit down and eat in. So it has both of those things. What are the headings that we have here?
Explore top city heading level 6.
We have that.
Explore state heading level 6.
And explore state. And each of these headings arranged under them is a link to each city or state. It's not in like a drop-down combo box. I wish it was. It'd be a little more, it'd be a little easier to navigate. And then underneath that are just links for copyright notices. And if you are a restaurant, like I said, you can submit a menu to the website. So if you want to search, for example, the search button for the restaurant isn't really obvious.
Land, link graphic comment slash space. Land. Edit, edit. Graphic ordering in, going out, now the choice is all yours.
That's how you search. So it's just underneath that unlabeled graphic there.
Edit.
There is a form field. And I'm going to type in a restaurant that is in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it is a fantastic restaurant. It is a family-owned small business. I think they have one in Meredith, North Carolina. Roundabout Meredith College, too, but I'm not sure. So they either have only one or two restaurants. Very small, but yet their menu is up here on allmenus.com. And we don't go there that often, so I find myself referring back to the menu each time we want to go there. It is called Bella Monica, and it is an Italian restaurant. So I'm just going to type that into
Bella
the
Monica
search
menu
field.
Bella Monica menu Raleigh, MC27612919819819778, 5%, 100%.
And Bella. That is what's in the title bar. So it's the restaurant's name and phone number in the title bar of the webpage. So go to the top, like I said again, and what is under the headings?
Meredith, MC heading level 2 link. Sign in, heading level 4 link.
You can create an account on allmenus.com. I'm not really sure what the benefits are to doing that. I just search for menus. That's what I need the website for. I have searched Raleigh, North Carolina for ordering in restaurants very occasionally, but not usually. I usually just know what restaurant I want, type it in the search field, and come up with a menu.
Bella Monica heading level 1, antipasti heading level 3.
And then it comes up with a menu in HTML. So you've got your antipasti, which is like appetizers.
Insulate heading level 3.
Salads.
Sandwiches heading level 3. Sandwiches heading level 3. Favorites from Nana's Kitchen heading level 3. Neapolitan pizza heading level 3. Extra toppings heading level 3. Drinks heading level 3. Flatbreads heading level 3. Antipasti heading level 3. Wrapping the top. Meredith MC heading level.
And that's basically all the menus. And then, of course, underneath it are the...
Bella Monica heading antipasti heading level land $5.95
with the prices on the menu when it was submitted, so you get an idea of what the prices are. Probably prices may vary, like I said. I don't know when these are all submitted for restaurants, but that gives you a very good idea of what the menus are. A lot of the restaurants don't submit their dessert menus, so those you have to ask about if you use this website before you go to a restaurant. And if you're interested in desserts when you get there, they don't submit their drink menus or dessert menus, so you may have to ask about those. But this is a very handy site to use if you want to look for a menu for a restaurant. If you're looking for restaurants, you can also do that with this site too. It's a little bit clunky because, like I said, the search field isn't really labeled that well. But you can, when you go in under each city or state, search for different cuisine types, and it will come up with several restaurants that it has menus for. Like I said, you're kind of better off going to a city website or something, or a state's website to look for restaurants, because they'll obviously have more of a selection than this website does. But this is a good place to start if you want to look for a restaurant in a particular cuisine style. So, but viewing a menu on this site, really, once you know about where the search field is simple as that. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.